In statehouse races across Washington this year, there are two potential boogeymen, President Trump and the city of Seattle. Democrats are counting on an anti-Trump bump, while Republicans are running against the liberal policies of the state's largest city. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
At a recent candidates forum hosted by the Federal Way Mirror newspaper,
please hold your applause.
Incumbent Republican State Senator Mark Melosha faced off against Democratic challenger Claire Wilson. The pair fielded questions on a range of issues from homelessness to guns to climate change. But it was a question about whether Washington should adopt a capital gains tax that revealed the stark contrast between the two candidates.
We need to cut car tax and property tax, not raising new taxes to fund other programs. So I don't support it at all.
I support a capital gains tax. It's something we must explore to help flip the regressive tax system that we have in our state.
This state Senate race in Washington's 30th legislative district is one of the most hotly contested statehouse matchups this year. Combined, the candidates have raised more than $750,000. Plus, political action committees have poured in nearly $1 million, mostly for negative ads. Why all the money and attention? This is one of a handful of swing district races that will determine if Democrats grow their narrow majorities in the Washington House and Senate.
Federal Way has been one of the major 50-50 battlegrounds in the entire state.
This is former state Republican Party chair Chris Vance. He now co-chairs a political action committee working to elect independent moderates to public office. Based on the results of the August primary, Vance sees a blue wave coming.
Unless something dramatic changes, Democrats are going to pick up between 2 and 5 seats in the Senate and 10 to 20 seats in the House.
In an interview before the candidates forum, Melosha sounded fatalistic about his chances of re-election in a potential wave year.
I'm here to serve my folks, and we'll see if that's enough to get me elected in a wave. But we've seen waves before, and people get through it, and people are washed out. But I'm working hard.
Melosha acknowledges President Trump is a potential liability for him this year, but he hopes voters in the 30th are more alarmed about what's happening a few miles up the interstate in Seattle, where there's been a push for safe injection sites and a head tax.
Probably whoever's going to win this is whichever, you know, controversy comes out of either Washington, D.C. or Seattle, which is the last thing on voters' mind.
Wilson, the Democrat, is the current president of the Federal Way School Board. Were it not for Trump, she might not be in this race at all. Wilson was recruited and trained to run for this seat by Emerge Washington, a group that launched in 2017 to elect more Democratic women to public office.
I was concerned initially when I heard my fundraising goal may be more than $500,000. But I also knew that I was doing something for the right reason and there's a greater good.
Back at the candidates forum, diehard Democrats Frank and Denise James are counting on a blue wave. Frank James hopes Wilson will get a bump from the recent confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I'm thinking that might help Claire. I'm hoping it does. We need all the help we can get.
We'll see.
A couple of rows away, Republicans Jack and Judy Walsh had local issues on their minds, like taxes. They don't want Democrats to make big gains in Olympia.
I'm concerned about the prospects of edging towards a state income tax.
It just gets more and more and more expensive to live here.
This year, all Washington House seats and about half of state Senate seats are up for election. So far, candidates have raised more than $20 million. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.